NBA playoff preview, East first round. We are here. Well, almost. Play-in games involving the 9th and 10th best teams in the East, and then a play-in game involving the 8th seed Cavs and the winner of the 9th and 10th seeds. I'm not worried about those games. The playoffs begin on Saturday. The games get serious. Here's a peek at each of the East's first round matchups. Miami Heat versus Atlanta Hawks. The Heat will contain the slithery Trae Young. Kyle Lowry knows what he's doing. He has been here before. The Hawks can't defend. I'm not sensing a repeat of last year's fun playoff run Hawks. Miami needs an easy series if they have any genuine chance of advancing to the finals. I'm assuming Atlanta beats Charlotte tonight in the 9-10 game. Either way, Miami will be fine in round one. What to watch? Jimmy Butler's body language. Butler and coach Eric Spoelstra had a skirmish on the Heat bench a couple of weeks ago, which seemed to be a culmination of mutual frustration. Butler is an enigma. One tough enigma. Spoelstra and the Heat like rules and codified behavior. This isn't all that shocking. Tyler Herro's efficiency. Herro averaged 20-5-5 and may win sixth man of the year. The Heat lack off the bounce playmaking. Butler is a slow grind slasher. Lowry is old and bound by gravity. Herro is their best hope for late clock scoring. Prediction, Heat in 5. Boston Celtics versus Brooklyn Nets. Marcus Smart's defense is unparalleled. His three-point shooting could determine how far the Celtics go. The matchup that has fans drooling. The rejuvenated Celtics against the post-Harden, pre-Simmons, part-time now full-time Curry, or Kevin Durant Brooklyn Nets. Boston has been on a torrid streak over the last couple of months, but will have to survive this series without their best big man, Robert Williams, who might be available by the end of this series. The question most Celtics fans have been wondering: can Boston hit enough 3 seconds to complement Tatum and Brown and beat elite defenses? This question won't likely be answered in the first round, because Brooklyn's defense is far from elite other than Durant. As the playoffs progress, the Celtics will need key shots from everyone not named Jason and Jalen. From Marcus Smart to Al Horford to Derek White, Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard. Boston will have to survive the stretches without their duo carrying them, in order to balance the offense in general. Smart's recent hot shooting stretch is reassuring. The series schedule provides ample rest until Game 5, so maybe Imodka decides to play Tatum and Brown 45 minutes each. Brooklyn will need Bruce Brown to replicate his Tuesday night play-in game performance. In the play-in versus Cleveland, Nets stars Durant and Irving were willing passes, which greased the wheels for Brown and others and led to 33 assists. Irving was ridiculous, hitting his first 12 shots. One factor, Irving's non-vax status means he's more rested than everyone else. He should have an extra bounce in his step. Without center Jared Allen, the Cavs' defense has crattered over the last month. Boston's defense, even without Williams, has been excellent. If Smart and Jalen can help contain Curry, this series could end in 5. I'm guessing it goes 6. Prediction, Celtics in 6. Milwaukee Bucks versus Chicago Bulls. The Bulls desperately wish the regular season had ended at the All-Star break. Chicago led the East with a 38-21 record in late February. They finished 8-15 while no team wanted to face the Nets, every team was hoping to face the Bulls. Despite finishing in a three-way tie with 51 wins, Milwaukee got their wish and slid into the third seed. Chicago's season came back to earth with injuries to Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, their dynamic perimeter hounds. Caruso has since returned from the back injury, looking okay, but not quite the same. Rookie Ayo Dosunmu filled in admirably for Ball's absence, but is shooting dip predictably toward the end of the season. The Bulls miss Lonzo, but the recent return of wing and future defensive whiz Patrick Williams brings some hope. Can Chicago find the early season magic? Not against these Bucks. Giannis has had another MVP-level season, bringing more shooting than in previous years. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton remain highly capable two-way coasters. The Bucks lack some of the depth of last year's title run. Brook Lopez is finally back after missing most of the year. Wesley Matthews and George Hill are gritty and smart, but can't create off the dribble. Bobby Portis has proven capable of scoring 25 in a flurry of threes and dunks, but doesn't bring the defense. Prediction: Bucks in 5, Philadelphia 76ers versus Toronto Raptors. This series and the Celtics Nets should be the two most exciting to watch in the East. Toronto plays a frantic, switch-heavy defensive scheme, like Boston. The Raptors have the length to frustrate most opponents, including the aging James Harden. Sixers center Joel Embiid had an MVP-worthy season, finishing with a highly efficient NBA-leading 30.6 points per game. But the Sixers gave up some of their depth to land James Harden. Curry's spacing would be especially helpful against these Raptors. Instead, Harden's one-on-one dynamism will be tested by the likes of Pascal Siakam, rookie Scottie Barnes and OG Anunoby. The Raptors are feisty and James Harden will become frustrated. In addition, Sixers lockdown defender Matisse Thybulle will be waiting in Philadelphia, unable to play games in Toronto due to the Canadian vaccine mandate. What does all of this add up to? Joel Embiid will once again have to drag the Sixers across the finish line in order to win playoff games. Maybe the dynamic rim attack of Tyrese Maxey will help the Sixers rise to the occasion when Harden can't lift them. Maybe Tobias Harris has just enough moxie to provide the support necessary. I'm guessing it's Embiid until the triple teams come. Prediction: Sixers in 7.